Dear Rina, so here I am blethering to you, or sheeksin, as we say in Shetland. I've just returned from a trip there. We did have a little snow, but not enough for a sledging expedition. I imagine you will have had much more. Is the harbour frozen over completely? It must seem strange to have such a busy harbour for part of the year, and then nothing. The sea is so ever-present in Shetland that snow, even if it falls heavily, tends not to lie very long. I've just been flicking through my collection, Parallel Worlds, and I'm amazed at how many of my poems have a reference to the sea or to lochs. Landscape, particularly of Shetland, has been an ever-present source of inspiration to me, it would appear. I visited Helsinki once before I met you, and even then the poem I wrote about it was sea-related. Water mirror. Above the harbour, swifts flit in the still of a bright morning. By afternoon, a slight breeze choreographs a ballet of sails. In the evening, tiptoeing cranes lay down their burdens lightly. In the water's mirror, I recollect an early paradise, its dizzy freedom reflected perfectly, and life's dance, elemental and unrehearsed, gracing its several worlds towards all receding Edens.
Dear Christine, thank you for the poem Water Mirror. That view is very familiar to me, as I used to work in Lauttasaari when I was 20. I simply loved the moment when the bus drove to the big bridge, and all you could see on both left and right sides was sea. What a relief. The Christmas holiday is usually associated with ideas of reading a good book on the sofa in candlelight, carols playing in the background. Well, my Christmas was somewhat different. I had two wild boys running around a relatively small apartment, and the music was Pikkuge, a Finnish rap artist, rather than Christmas carols, and they are only 4 and 7 years old. So instead of reading, I would rush to the ice skating field to play ice hockey with Aaro, 7, and train Eino, 4, to hobble and wobble on the skates. We had a slow start for this winter, but the best Christmas present for us in Helsinki was the snow and the cold temperature, which finally dropped below zero and made it possible for us to skate on a natural ice instead of artificial ice skating fields, which haven't got the same atmosphere. The climate in Helsinki has during the past few years started to resemble the German climate, i.e. hot, warm, sunny summers and grey, mild winters. Helsinki is situated by the sea, which affects a lot. It is sad, this global warming. I can sense it happening so fast. We ought to do something about it, we being mankind. I have been thinking a lot about the dilemma of a woman writer with a family during this Christmas holiday. I do have a room of my own, as Wolf recommended, in the cellar of this block of flats. But I wasn't really able to go there, as my husband was at work and I had to look after the children. My only computer at home is located in the kitchen, and as we all know, the kitchen is the heart of the home, and therefore often very busy. I do value my lovely boys, but sometimes I think that this profession would be easier for a man or a single woman.
Dear Rina, I remember clearly that phase of my life and the mix of frustration and joy it brought. In 12 years' time, you will indeed be sitting curled up on that sofa in front of the fire with a glass of wine, reading. The boys will be out enjoying themselves. They will probably still listen to music you don't quite see the point of. But Daniel, now 21, is into rap and also loves the music of the 60s and collects albums I used to listen to as a teenager. Your current winters sound like ours. The Scots are good at grey and mild. But I'm glad I remember hard white winters from childhood. Once we got cut off by road for 6 weeks, I think, and had to be relieved by a steamer bringing supplies. One year we even skated on the sea. Global warming is indeed a worry in terms of the major physical systems like weather and ocean currents. strange that each economic decision we make as individuals may be adding up to such large-scale problems. Footprints, Hagister, Shetland, 2004. I travel right around the loch and print me sell on moss and dub. Shoulders make on, Kerry, ties me for their nests. A ape cock, ah, her lane with me there is fit for tying. And the Turks, ah, but nine to mark their territory, to make harakiri. I weary to be hattered by their deave and flachtering. They're flown half gates around the world to find their simmer heim nae mair as ocean desert. They're no a laughter raised to learn the why o' starns. Back in me car, I touch the easy throttle, try to scunge myself i that chain o' events, the endless link i their foundering existence.
Dear Christine, Finland is experiencing exciting times. Yesterday we had the presidential election. Tarja Halonen is going for a second round with a challenger, Sauli Niinistö. I am for Tarja Halonen, as she is a wise person and wants to maintain the welfare society we've had, and what is more, she is a woman. At the moment I am preparing myself for the trip to Canada by reading Alice Munro's Runaway, which is a treasure of a book. I really like Canadian literature. How the latitude combines. I feel Canada, Shetland, Scotland and Siberia much closer to my nature than the Mediterranean. The forests in Munro seem a familiar landscape too. Well, Shetland hasn't got the forests, but never mind. About my working facilities. In our kitchen there is a cupboard, and when you open it, there is a kind of table which can be pulled out, and a laptop is placed on that little table. Once I have finished writing, I push the table back in and close the four little doors, and my writing altar is hidden again. Before my second son was born, I worked in Villa Kivi, a writer's house, in a beautiful wooden house similar to Moomin House in Tove Jansson's books by Turle Bay. Perhaps I will go back there one day when my children are bigger. Meanwhile, it is worthwhile being near the school and the kindergarten, as I have to walk them there and fetch them home. In Finland there is also a boom of dialect books, poems written by Heli Laaksonen in the dialects of southwest of Finland, are amazing bestsellers and also loved by children. I think it is a very good thing. Like you point out in the introduction of Parallel Worlds, having two ways of speaking at one's disposal and several registers is true linguistic wealth. I couldn't agree more.
Dear Rina, like you, I feel an affinity with northern latitudes. I like the bareness and open vistas and the changeability too. Funny you should say about Shetland not having forests. When we were children, we used to enjoy the magical 2 seconds as our car went through the little shelter belt of trees at Kergert. That was our forest. Everything is relative. It's interesting to hear that dialect writing is to the forefront now in Finland. That is heartening, as one tends to hear the opposite, whether about extinction of plants, animals or cultures and languages. P.S. I hope the woman wins the presidential election. I haven't read about that in our press, but then the British press seems obsessed with sensationalism and so-called celebrity. It disgusts me when a quality Scottish Sunday newspaper has a big picture of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie with her little bump on the front page. Did I not hear that 350 or more people were crushed to death at the Hajj this last week?
Dear Christine, I think poetry in Finland is doing very well. The 90s started a golden era after a pause. This sounds awful, but today poetry is almost trendy. Poetry doesn't sell so immensely, but poetry in itself is always a topic here. I think a poet should say something that is worthwhile. I suppose you remember what happened in the city of Beslan, near Chechnya. A school was hijacked and the little children and parents were taken as hostages. After 3 days of thirst, heat and horror, hundreds of children and adults were dead. This case in its brutality was, to me, the most horrifying event in my lifetime. I followed it very closely. I tried to hide the awful photographs from my son's eyes. I have been trying to write a simple poem about that, from a point of one little 6-year-old girl who died. I read in the paper a year later that the mothers and grandmothers who lost their relatives still bring water bottles and Coca-Cola bottles to the graves of the children, as they were so thirsty in the hot school gym and were not allowed to drink anything.
It's interesting that you plan to focus on a little 6-year-old girl. Strangely, I did the same in my poem about 9/11, except that I saw her as a symbol of hope and human nature. Whatsoever things are lovely. A drizzle of peats, a summer full to glean from timeless slopes, that holding their dark fire, cupped fair lunga water. In the sun, the pity loch sparkled, secret and bottomless. Just out of reach, a lure of water lilies floated, luscious and exotic, into a money. In the town today, you skipped up to me, alive to every element, open on a lake of trust. Before I went, you closed petal arms around me. A flash of Eden, surely, or a breath of lunga water, a charm against the muddiness stirred up within this fragile world. The little loch in the poem called Lunga Water was where we cut and cured our peats. That's moor for fuel. It was also where, a generation earlier, the Shetland poet Vagland had had his peats, and he wrote a beautiful love poem about the water lilies there. He must have paddled in that loch as a child like we did and felt the soft, warm, peaty bottom stirred up between his toes.
Dear Christine, the presidential election is happily over. Tarja Halonen will be our president for the next 6 years. I am very pleased that my sons grow up in a society where it is absolutely normal to have a woman as a president. Niinistö wanted to take Finland to NATO, but most of the Finns reject that idea. We live next to Russia. We don't want to commit ourselves to being loyal to NATO should America want to attack somewhere again.
Dear Rina, it sounds as if you've had an exciting week with a successful outcome to the presidential election, and I can see why you value Finland's neutrality. I love the sound of your poems when translated into Shetlandic. They should be sung. The present, a tense. And even if they were to set them by the moonbrig, sup on a sparkling drink, e bubble at a time, and cars would swoosh across their ain brig, wheat and glancing, and this minute would be the lang and swithering een, yet the een lang vermished for, this fine happen chance. Een of them would be thawlen mair as ever afore, at exactly that minute, as she would see the picture framed and hersel' roodin' on about that mindin', the moonbrig, the fumy cars, the drink, the pain felt already done, and now. And even if the tithering would soon feel cold and the night would drattle down o'er them and they were just finishing, they would hae to find their way out of this moment. It would soon be morning, it's tumult and cruds on their way to work. The streets black with them, the first shifts, the second, the third, and nothing would had.